This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Spaten Premium Lager, which is a Category 1D Munich Helles. So, notice the color is a light gold. It's a little bit deeper than yellow. Very clear. You can read through a pint-sized glass. It actually acts like a magnifying glass. It has a fairly tall white head with tiny bubbles, pretty much just like I was expecting it to look. So that's a 3. Give it a sniff. So I'm getting a couple of things. I'm getting a mild Pils malt sweetness, the malty sweet aroma that you come to associate with a good German Pilsner malt. That has a slightly sweeter, rounder, fuller aroma than you would get with American malts. So it's something you ought to learn what it smells like, because you, when you pick it up, that's usually a sign of good quality ingredients and used well. I'm not really getting any DMS. That roundness in sweetness, sometimes if it's mixed in with a little DMS, it comes off as corny. But I'm really not getting that there. I do get a rounded sweetness, but I don't really detect corn as a character. It does have a little bit of sulfur, and actually a little bit of skunkiness that isn't really sitting around. It's sort of venting off. It is a Spaten, comes in a green bottle, so that could have had something to do with it. It's that export character. I can't stand green bottles, so that's one of the reasons why. There is some a little bit of noble hop, a little spicy hop quality in there. It's not as strong as the malt, but it's noticeable. Otherwise, that's a fairly clean aroma. Not getting any esters or diacetyl or anything like that. When I say something a lager is clean, then I'm saying I looked for all sorts of related aromatics or off characters and didn't find any. It's sort of a shorthand. Especially in a lager, you're looking for absence of esters and in virtually every style also diacetyl. So, I'll give that a 10. The Pils malt could be a little bit stronger, and that little bit of skunkiness is something that I didn't really care for. So on to the flavor. Again, learn how Pils malt tastes, because that really does taste like a good quality Pils malt. I mean, that's almost all that I'm getting. It's a purity of Pils malt flavor. That's what I get initially. Your brain starts thinking sweet, but it finishes dry, but a malty dry. It's got probably a low to medium low bitterness. I mean, there's enough there to tell that there is bitterness there, but not enough that you stop thinking that this is a malty beer. It's got, I'd say, medium-low noble hop flavor. Again, that sort of lightly spicy quality, very common to German lagers. Yeah, the balance is definitely malty, but you can taste a little bit of that interest of hops and bitterness. It's finishing, like I said, it's dry, meaning it's not got any residual sweetness, but the body of the beer and the malt they're using gives a finish that has some fullness to it. It's not a really sharp, crisp finish, but it is dry. So it's dry, malty, and somewhat full. So that combines to give you the sort of Pils malt flavor in the aftertaste. Again, clean lager, nothing off. Really Pils malt all the way through with just enough hops to come up to support it. So that's really very good. I mean, that's almost exactly what you're looking for. So I'm going to give that a 19. On to mouthfeel. Tastes like medium body. There's some weight to it. It's heavier than a Pilsner. And it's got medium to medium high carbonation. Very smooth in the palate. Nothing wrong there at all, so I'd give that a 5. So overall, I'm really awfully impressed with this, other than the little bit of skunkiness in the nose. There's not much to fault. Yeah, I suppose it could be sort of brewery fresh, but I would call this a German Pils malt showcase from front to back. It just has enough hops to balance it, but it remains a malty beer. Very clean flavor profile, good fermentation and lagering. It has no issues there. Quibbled with the aroma, but I think that's probably handling and to a lesser extent age. It did come over from Germany, so it's hard to say. I can't really decode the date codes on it to tell when it was made. Malty but dry, that's a very drinkable beer. So let me add that up. It's looking like a 46. Definitely a world-class beer. That's one worth seeking out, and hope you get a nice fresh sample. The fresher the better, and keep it away from light if you want to protect it from skunking. So that's a Spaten, not Spaten. The Germans pronounce it with a sh, so it's Spaten. Premium lager from Munich. It's a Category 1D Munich Helles.